This is Scott Becker with Becker's Healthcare. I'm excited today to be joined by a new guest, Daniel Polino. Dan's the author of Trusted Healers. He's co-founder and president of an organization called Everyone Matters. Dan, tell us a little bit, introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about what you do, and then we'll get further into your book and what you're doing.
Yeah, thanks, Scott, and I'm delighted to join you today. So I actually worked for IBM for 36 years, had the privilege of running some fairly significant businesses, including global healthcare, government, education, and life sciences for IBM for much of my career. And I had a chance to see some of the best minds, some of the most important innovations. I launched the artificial intelligence through what was and still is Watson today in the beginning days of artificial intelligence in healthcare. And I had a chance to meet with some great leaders that did spectacular things in healthcare. And I used to finish my speeches, Scott, by asking a rhetorical question, which was, why do we do what we do? And the answer that I would give is because everyone matters. And as I continued to take that message out with the things that we did, the audiences would respond back when I would ask that question. And so when I retired from IBM, I created a company, and that company's name is Everyone Matters. And we focus on healthcare, government, education, and trying to bring the best ideas that we have seen out into the marketplace and try and make a difference in people's lives by bringing those ideas forward. So that's what I do, and I've been doing this for a while now. And with that, I wanted to write a book, which we wrote called Trusted Healers.
And what's the notion, or what's the gist of the book? The gist is called Trusted Healers. What's it about? Tell us a little bit about the book.
Yeah, thanks. It has three important tenets to it. One tenet is about leadership. And so we traveled the world and we asked these leaders in healthcare, tell me what you were thinking about. How did you approach what you were trying to do? And these individuals all started by telling me one thing, and that is they started by asking a question. And so we focused first on leadership. What did we learn from people like Nelson Mandela? What did we learn from people like Dr. Michael Roizen from the Cleveland Wellness Center? What did we learn from Glenn Steele? What could they tell us about the future and how we ought to think about grand challenges such as healthcare? The second is we studied societal change. Specifically, how long does it take for something to take hold? And given the fact of where we are today with the challenges in healthcare, knowing that Medicare, Medicaid came into being in 1965, the idea of rip and replace versus how do we build going forward, we studied societal change. And Scott, what we learned is that in order to have change of significance, it takes roughly 40 years. And actually in the Bible, it references 146 times. And there's other examples in society, the railroad, cigarette smoking, how we changed that, drinking, how that changed. The first movie about air flight was in 1928, 40 years later, we put a man on the moon. Martin Luther King gets shot in 1968, 40 years later, we elect Barack Obama. It's amazing when you think about societal change, how things happen. And the reason 40 is important is because sometimes it looks like it's a generation for something to take hold and make a difference. And so that was very interesting. That was the second tenet. And then third was all about healthcare, access, wellness, and empowerment. What's the most important thing that individuals can do to help their own personal healthcare? And we followed Dr. Paul Grundy, arguably the most traveled primary care physician in the world. Time magazine calls him the godfather of the medical home. And we studied where he went, who he worked with, and the influence that he had around the concept of the medical home.
And what is the most important thing that we can do about healthcare? What is the answer to that question?
Well, the most important thing that we could do, and for those that are listening to us today, is to go see their primary care physician. If they have a primary care physician and they're part of a system of care, their chances of having a higher quality of life, better care, and lower costs are significant. And so this idea of being able to be part of a system where you have a primary care physician, RNs, PAs, others that are working with you on your behalf is very important. It's the idea of what was yesterday, sort of like a cowboy, a doctor coming in and talking to you about your healthcare, but maybe that visit was kind of one at a time, versus a pit crew of trained professionals that are thinking about your healthcare, calling you in when you might need your flu vaccination, like we all need right now, the idea to come in for a colonoscopy, mammogram, et cetera. And then if you happen to be sick, how you build that team around you. And that all finds a home in the patient-centered medical home. And we find that individuals that are part of that type of comprehensive care, that continuum of care, have much better health care than those that do not.
Now, Dan, you had this magnificent career at IBM. You said, I think, 36 years there, which is just amazing. And people that are younger than us don't even understand the concept of saying anybody's for 36 years, but an amazing career. Most people, when they're done with their core career, they're often like a deflated balloon. They're sort of tired. They're sort of old. They're sort of and you sound the opposite. You sound very excited, very enthused about trusted healers, about Dr. Grundy, about the medical home concept. How have you been able to make that metamorphosis and transition and stay as excited as you are? You sound like the epitome of what wants to be at the end of their first career.
Well, thank you for that. And I must tell you, I did have an extraordinary professional career working for IBM. And I was very fortunate to work with great leaders and colleagues, and more importantly, clients that I saw do spectacular things. So what I would do when I would travel around the world and do the things that IBM was good at doing, and that's championing these grand challenges and trying to make a difference, I would ask my team to take me someplace that I wouldn't normally think about going. Show me something that I wouldn't think about. Show me something that changes the world. And so I had a chance to go visit unbelievable experiences that changed the lives of people. And as I retired and as I moved on to my next career, I thought, you know, I want to take those extraordinary experiences and share what I learned, and to share what I saw in leadership, to share what I learned in societal change, and for sure bring forward this idea of the patient-centered medical home that I know is making a difference. And when you start thinking about the things that are most important to individuals, at the top of the list is their healthcare. And so my experiences really did drive me to have this level of enthusiasm to try and make a difference, believing that everyone matters and going forward. So thank you for saying that to me. I come by this honestly, and I really do want to make a difference for people. I've seen great healthcare, and I'm excited to share what that looks like going forward.
That's fantastic. You know, so much of the discussion today is about this recognition that if you don't take care of healthcare, nothing else can happen. If you don't take care of self-care, healthcare, those things, you can't prepare to do anything else. And I think that's fascinating how often that comes through and how true it is. Any advice that you have for leaders today, any thoughts or advice for leaders or any leaders that you particularly admire?
Well, let me share with you a couple of numbers that are really interesting. First of all, if we do not get people into primary care and spend more of our money up front helping individuals, then we do have this bankrupt situation that people talk about. Just about the numbers. An emergency room visit is roughly $3,000 to $4,000. A primary care visit can be roughly about $170. And if we don't create access in a medical home for individuals and get in front of care and put someone in the continuum of care, a medical home, we're going to be treating a large, vast amount of the population in the U.S. in emergency rooms. And it costs significantly more. And all it does is it looks at acute care as opposed to the continuum of care. So I think there's a couple of interesting pilots that are going on. Mayor de Blasio in New York City has come out with a program where he is going to allow everyone in the five boroughs of New York to have a primary care visit. He believes it's one, less expensive than treating people in the emergency room. And two, he realizes that it's so important that we have a workforce that is healthy and wants to work and wants to contribute. And the most important aspect of that, along with training and skill development, is in fact their health. And as we continue to see unemployment at the rates that we have today, which are very good, and we think about what the challenges are, we need to have a healthy population to serve our economy and to be able to go forward. And on top of that, we want the individuals that are in the care today that they like, that they see, that they have trusted healers, becoming role models for our future, and that's the children, and to put them into the right type of care so they can have the start to their life as we would want them to.
Well, thank you for that. And Dan, another question for you. Any leader that you particularly admire, that you look to and say, this person, woman or man, Republican or Democrat, anybody, they make a difference. Business leader, not business leader, anybody that you particularly admire.
Well, I get a chance to see some terrific leaders, and I'll give you a couple. So Dr. Mike Roizen, who is at Cleveland Clinic, he's led their wellness work. Mike has 15 books, four that are bestsellers, New York Times, created Real Age, has come up with the idea of here are the metrics that are important to your life that you need to become very aware of and work towards. And so when you listen to what Mike has to say, you see that he has a great grasp of what the most important aspects are about our health. So this gets in your blood pressure, cholesterol, glucose levels, weight, stress, nicotine, and whether or not you have a primary care, and then whether or not you're up to date on your vaccinations. We talk about this in the book. Mike calls it 6+2, and he has been an unbelievable leader in pointing us towards wellness. And then, of course, Dr. Paul Grundy, the most traveled primary care physician in the world, he deserves to be able to be on the face of Mount Rushmore for healthcare. He has led the world to better understand the importance of primary care, build the right kind of skill sets for primary care, and encourage people to have a relationship with a trusted healer. And Dr. Paul Grundy is, in fact, someone that has changed the lives of many. And it was an honor to write the book, traveling with Paul and seeing the difference he's made in the world. So there's two people. Paul has created access around the medical home, and Mike has created a path for wellness.
Well, fantastic. And both are famous. Mike Roizen, you can't go through a day without seeing some of his stuff. I'm always scared to look up and try and figure out what my real age is. I'm trying to figure out whether caffeine is bad for it or okay for it or how bad it has an impact on it. But I am a huge fan. So thank you. Another question. If this year goes well for you, Dan, what does that look like? What does a good year look like for you?
In what terms?
If this is a successful year, if it's a successful year for what everyone matters, a successful year for trusted healers, what does that look like? What does a positive year look like for you?
So for me, a positive year is as simple as making a difference for an individual or for a family or for a group of people. If I can help people figure out a better path to where their quality of life is better because they read the book, they heard from these trusted healers, they learned about leadership models, they saw what society does and the rhythm to cultural change, and they paid attention to their healthcare in a different way, I may never see that person. I may never know who they were. I may never know that outcome. But if they're out there and there was a difference that I made in their life because of this book, because of these great individuals that have changed their lives, because they listened to something we said and did something about it, it's a really good year for me, Scott.
That's fantastic. And where do people find the book? How do they get the book? And again, repeat the name of the book for our audience.
Thanks. It's called Trusted Healers. Right now on Amazon, it is the number one bestseller in new healthcare policy. We're excited about that. It's been that since we announced and came out on September 10th. Patrick Kennedy does a great job with the foreword, and then you get a chance to read about these other great leaders. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, Google, wherever you find books. And it's in a hardback, it's in a soft cover, and then it's on Kindle. And it's off to a great start. Today they told me we're sold out in Europe. We're on a second printing here in the U.S. And, I'm excited about the progress that we've made with the book, taking this message out. And maybe, just maybe, we can make a difference to a single individual, and we keep true to what we believe in, that everyone matters.
That's fantastic. It's amazing and impressive what you're doing, and I wish you great luck. And as you continue on your journey, Dan, it's really an amazing thing, more than anything else. The message I love and the enthusiasm that you've brought to this next career is, to me, incredibly inspiring. So, Dan, thank you so much for joining us today. We'll air this in about a week on Becker's Healthcare, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Scott. Thank you.